If you've ever wondered what it's like to be a real estate agent in this land of unpredictable adventures, buckle up, because I'm about to take you on a journey through the struggles and absurdities that agents face on a daily basis. From commission conundrums to buyer blunders, it's a roller coaster of chaos out here. 1. Landlords who think commission is a dirty word. Ah, the sweet sound of commission and dash. That glorious reward for tirelessly searching for the perfect property match. But wait, some landlords have decided that commission is a four-letter word they'd rather not utter. Picture this, you've negotiated the deal of a lifetime, and just as you're about to pop the champagne, the landlord bursts your bubble with, "Why should I pay you for just finding a tenant? My neighbor's dog could have done that." 2. Commission hoarding agents. Of course, if you thought the landlords were stingy, wait till you meet fellow agents who guard their commission like dragons guarding their treasure. The joy of sharing? Nah, they'd rather hog the entire commission pie and eat it too. It's a true spectacle to witness agents dueling over who gets to be the lead on a deal, while the poor property listing gathers virtual dust. 3. Listing famine. Speaking of listings, have you heard of the Ugandan listing famine of 20XX? Okay, maybe it's not a historical event, but it sure feels like it sometimes. Scouring the listings like a pirate searching for buried treasure, only to find tumbleweeds rolling through your inbox. It's enough to make you consider moonlighting as a professional treasure hunter. 4. Lost without a sales process. While some folks have a well-oiled machine for selling homes, us Ugandan agents are often fumbling in the dark, trying to piece together a sales process like a puzzle missing half its pieces. One moment you're discussing the viewing schedule, the next you're playing tug-of-war with the buyer's shoelaces. It's all part of the thrill, right? 5. Follow-up frenzy. Now, I know what you're thinking and dash. Why not just use high-tech follow-up tools to make our lives easier? Oh, if only it were that simple. In the land of limited resources, our follow-up tools often consist of good old-fashioned persistence and the occasional carrier pigeon. How's that for modern technology? 6. Technophobia strikes. And speaking of technology, you might assume that the ever-advancing tech world has swept us agents off our feet. Well, surprise. We're still trying to figure out how to set up our email signatures, let alone embrace virtual tours and online listings. Who needs VR goggles when you can just squint really hard at a Polaroid? 7. Referral dilemmas. Referrals? Yeah, we've heard of those magical creatures. But convincing a client to actually refer us to their network is like trying to teach a cat to tap dance. Just as you're about to believe it's possible, reality comes crashing down and you realize you're stuck in the same old two-step routine. 8. Real estate education? What's that? Formal real estate education? In Uganda, we learn on the job and dash, the hard way. Our textbooks are filled with tales of deals gone wrong, and our professors, well, they're more like veteran agents who regale us with stories of the time they accidentally showed a mansion to someone who wanted a mud hut. 9. Regulation, shmegulation. Regulation? Ha, who needs that? In Uganda, it's a real estate free-for-all, where the rules are as flexible as a rubber band. Buyer beware, because what you see might not be what you get and dash. And what you get might just disappear into thin air. 10. Market mayhem. Oh, the market. It's like a yo-yo on steroids and dash, up one day, down the next, and spinning around in circles just for kicks. We agents have become experts at pretending to be calm and collected while secretly wondering if we should have pursued our dream of becoming llama farmers instead. 11. Buyers with the attention span of a goldfish. Let's not forget those precious buyers who change their minds faster than a toddler at a candy store. You show them a cozy cottage and they want a penthouse, show them the penthouse and they decide they'd rather live in a treehouse. It's all part of the buyer's journey, they say, as we contemplate joining a monastery to find inner peace. 12. The Great Relative Parade. And then there's the peculiar phenomenon of buyers sending in their entire extended family to view a property. By the time the actual buyer shows up, the property is either taken or they've switched their dreams from a home with a garden to a beachfront condo. It's like playing musical chairs with houses, and we're the ones left standing. 13. Unrealistic Sellers, aka Dreamweavers. Ever met sellers who think their dilapidated hut is a hidden gem? We have, and it's a true masterclass in creative storytelling. Sure, the roof leaks, and the walls are held up by prayers, but think of the character. Plus, you can bathe under the stars on rainy nights. 14. Cold Feet Tango. Picture this, you finally managed to bring a buyer and a seller together, and they're about to sign on the dotted line. But wait and dash, one of them suddenly develops cold feet and starts doing the real estate equivalent of a tango, swaying back and forth between commitment and retreat faster than a pendulum. 15. The Blame Game. Remember the classic pass the parcel game? Well, in Uganda, it's the pass the blame game, especially when it comes to land problems. The land office pointing fingers at agents, agents pointing at buyers, and buyers pointing at their neighbor's parrot. It's a circle of finger-pointing perfection. 16. The Young Guns. As if these shenanigans weren't enough, now we have young, well-trained agents bursting onto the scene, armed with knowledge, technology, and the exuberance of puppies. It's like watching seasoned comedians compete against a fresh batch of stand-up, open mic rookies and dash, who will win the laughter? 17. Advances in the Air. And ladies, oh dear ladies, let's not forget the age-old tale of dealing with unwanted advances from overly enthusiastic gentlemen. It's like navigating a maze of pickup lines while trying to sell a three-bedroom apartment and dash, a truly delicate dance of diplomacy. 18. The Snail's Pace of Progress. Concluding a sale in Uganda is a bit like watching a snail participate in a marathon. The paperwork alone could power a small country, and the back-and-forth negotiations might make you question if you've entered an alternate universe where time has slowed to a crawl. 19. The Sluggish Economy Saga. Last but not least, the economy decides to join the fun by taking a leisurely stroll downhill. With fewer buyers than you can count on one hand, we're left pondering if this is a real estate market or a real-life game of hide-and-seek, where the buyers are hiding just a little too well. So there you have it, folks and dash, the uproarious world of being a real estate agent in Uganda. From commission showdowns to technophobia triumphs, it's a journey that would make even the most daring adventurers think twice. But amidst the madness, we find humor, camaraderie, and a little bit of magic in the chaos. After all, where else can you witness a property deal turn into a sitcom episode with a sprinkle of drama and a dash of absurdity? Until next time, fellow agents and brave souls, may your listings be bountiful and your commission disputes be minimal.